when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say I am what I am.
If there's a key change in sight, could someone flag it down, please? Gosh, not yet. Hello, this is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual NPR station. Well, that was Gloria Gaynor. You never know who you're going to hear on Broadway to Main Street. I like to think that's part of the charm of our program. But she was singing the great big anthemic hit from La Cage aux Folles, the Jerry Herman Harvey Fierstein musical from 1983, which will be the subject of our show today. This is a show that just keeps going along. It's kind of the Energizer Bunny. It will survive, as Gloria Gaynor might have said herself, and continues to do so. It was based on a 1979 French film, and supposedly the minute Jerry Herman walked out into the lobby from seeing it in New York, seeing the movie, he said, that had to be a musical. And it had a lot of false starts. It was almost Americanized and set in New Orleans with a different team. But Herman and Harvey Fierstein and the director Arthur Lawrence got together for apparently a quite harmonious group and managed to put this show up in the August, like late summer of 1983, where it was unstoppable. Well, we'll talk a little bit about the plot as we go, but the important thing to know now is we are in Saint-Tropez, France, at an amazingly proficient, exuberant, and colorful drag club called La Cage aux Folles. So we'll let the Cagels, that is the drag chorus, take over the opening number.
Of Saint-Tropez, the envy of the cabaret world, the jewel of the Riviera. Only champagne from now to the finale. Monsieur Dan, I beg you, open your eyes. You have arrived at La Cage aux Folles.
Once again, I'm a little depressed by the tired, old face that I see. Once again, it is time to be someone who's anyone other than me. With a rare combination of girlish excitement and manly restraint, I position my precious assortment of powders and pencils and paint. So whenever I feel that my place in the world is beginning to crash, I apply one great stroke of mascara to my rather limp upper lash. And I can cope again. Good God. There's hope again. When life is a real bitch again, and my old sense of humor has up and gone, It's time for the pig switch again. I put a little more mascara on. When I count my crow's feet again, and tire of this perpetual marathon, I put down the John seat again and put a little more mascara on. And everything's sparkle dust, bugle beads, ostrich plumes. When it's a beaded lash that you look through, 'cause when I feel glamorous and elegant and beautiful, the world that I'm looking at, beautiful too. When my little road has a few bumps again, and I need something level to lean upon, I put on my sling pumps again. And wham! This ugly duckling is a swan. So when my spirit starts to sag, I hustle out my highest dragon, put on it all, what was going on. Everything's ankle straps, Marabou, Shalimar. It's worth sucking in my gut, curdling my rear, 'cause everything's ravishing and sensual and fabulous when Albany's tucked away and Zaza is cheap. When everything slides down the old tubes again, and when my self-esteem has begun to drift, I strap on my fake boobs again and literally give myself a lift. So when it's cold and when it's bleak, I simply rouge the other cheek, for I can face another day in slip-on satin lingerie to make depression disappear. Screw some rhinestones on my ear, put my necklace and tiara and a little more mascara.
That was Douglas Hodge, who appeared in the 2010 Broadway revival as Albin, the one part of our leading couple, our leading male couple. Yes, La Cage aux Folles got a lot of notoriety and press and praise as the first Broadway musical to feature a gay couple in the leading roles. And that was from the revival. And he plays Albin, who's the star attraction of La Cage aux Folles, the nightclub owned by his lover, Georges. And he appears as Zaza, the main character, the main performer at the nightclub, quite proficiently. That's a terrific performance. The original La Cage aux Folles starred two very, very macho guys. Gene Barry as Georges. He was a famous TV he-man, I guess you would call him. He was in Westerns and The Name of the Game and always played a kind of fierce he-man guy. And George Hearn, who played Albin and wound up winning a Tony for the role. He had come to prominence replacing Len Carreyrou in Sweeney Todd. We'll hear a little more of him as we go. But as the story of La Cage goes, it's not a very complicated story. This gay couple, or Georges, has, as part of the couple, has a son from a previous relationship. and he has fallen in love with a young girl, and the young girl is the daughter of the leading conservative politician of their town. So complications will ensue, but let's let him express how much he loves his girlfriend, because he has Anne on his arm.
Girls have come and gone, Papa. Angelique and Antoinette. Who did I prefer, Leslie or Helen? It was all a blur. And yet, Papa, when Anne comes running down the street and I link my arm in hers, girls have come and gone, girls may come and go, but something very odd occurs, Papa, 'cause life is in perfect order with Anne on my arm. It makes my shoulders broader with Anne on my arm. Even when things won't gel and the pieces won't fit, I'm suddenly in, I'm suddenly on, I'm suddenly it. Who else can make me feel like I'm handsome and tall? Who else can make me feel I'm on top of it all? I found a combination that works like a charm. I'm simply a man who walks on the stars whenever it's Anne on my arm. Life is a celebration with you on my arm. Walking's a new sensation with you on my arm. Each time I face a morning that's boring and bland, with you it looks good, with you it looks great, with you it looks grand. Somehow a permanent star in my eye. Even the dead of winter can feel like July. We start a conflagration that's cause for alarm. We're giving our sparks and setting our bells whenever it's you on my arm. Like I'm handsome and tall. Who else can make me feel I'm on top of it all? I found a combination that works like a charm. I'm simply a man who walks on the stars whenever it's out on my arm.
Come on, what say we go for a little stroll?
I couldn't possibly take one tiny little step.
Oh, with me you could.
I couldn't.
Life is a celebration with you on my arm.
I'm too upset.
That's because you're not listening.
It isn't either. I am listening. Oh, right, I'll listen.
Life is a celebration with you on my arm. It's worth the aggravation with you on my arm.
Oh, well, you always did bounce back quicker than I.
That's because I'm more limber.
You always were.
Each time I face a morning that's boring and bland, with you it looks good.
I'm tired.
You're not. With you it looks great.
Do I have to?
If you want me with you, it looks grand.
I'll force myself. Just like the old days.
looks good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Georges.
On you, it looks great. On you, it looks grand.
Somehow, you put a permanent star in my eye. Even the dead of winter can feel like July. I found a combination that works like a charm. It suddenly, it suddenly, whenever it's you.
Well, that's one of the clever things in Jerry Herman's score. In order to cajole Albin into straightening up his act a little bit for Jean-Michel's girlfriend, George has to sort of get around him and sort of seduce him a little bit. And it's a reprise of the previous song, but done in a completely different situation. Now, if you know the original Broadway cast from 83, the cast album from 83, you will not have heard Jean Barry. That was Keith Michelle from an LP recording, never released on CD, of the original Australian company. And Michelle took over for about a year, during the original Broadway run in the mid-1980s. The original show ran almost 4 years at the Palace. And I just love Keith Michelle. He's such a brilliant performer, and he does the score so well that you're going to hear a lot of him today. I hope you don't mind. I certainly don't. Well, let us pivot back to the 1983 cast album. I think it's the first album ever released on CD, in fact. And here is George Hearn and the entire cast singing about their wonderful nightclub, La Cage aux Folles.
Here at La Cage, we live life, how shall I put it? On an angle. Take a deep breath, a sip of champagne, and open your eyes. What do you see? It's rather gaudy, but it's also rather grand. And while the waiter pats your check, he'll kiss your hand. The clever gigolos romance the wealthy matrons at La Cage aux Folles. It's slightly 40s and a little bit new wave. You may be dancing with a girl who needs a shave. Where both the riffraff and the royalty are patrons at La Cage aux Folles. La Cage aux Folles. The maitre d' is dashing, cage aux folles. The hat check girl is flashing. We import the drinks that you buy, so your Perrier is Canada Dry. Eccentric couples always punctuate the scene. A pair of eunuchs and a nun with a marine. To feel alive, you get a limousine to drive you to La Cage aux Folles. I know a duchess who got pregnant at the bar. Just who is who and what is quite a question at La Cage aux Folles.
Go for the mystery, the magic, and the mood. Avoid the hustlers
and the men's room
and the food. For you get glamour and romance and indigestion at La Cage aux Folles. La Cage aux Folles.
All week long we're wondering who left a green Givenchy gown in the loo.
You go alone to have the evening of your life.
You meet your mistress and your boyfriend and your wife.
It's a bonanza, it's a mad extravaganza at La Cage aux Folles.
dazzled by the ambiance you're in. You'll never notice that there's water in the gin. Come for a drink and you may want to spend the winter at La Cage au Folle.
La Cage au Folle, a Saint-Tropez tradition. Cage au Folle, you'll lose each inhibition. We indulge each change in your mood. Come and sip your Dubonnet in the nude. La la la, la 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 la.
Well, we come to the point in the history of La Cage au Folle where the musical was doing its tryout before Broadway. They decided to go to Boston, which terrified Jerry Herman because he thought, rightly or wrongly, it was the most conservative city in America. And how could they premiere this gay musical, this musical with two gay leads in Boston? And he remembered sitting in back of the house and watching this next scene where Georges sings a song to Albin, and Georges puts his hand on Albin's, and Jerry Herman saw from the back of the house this very conservative couple, man and woman, hug each other, and he knew they were going to be a success, and he burst into tears. So here is Keith Michelle from the Australian cast to sing the song on the sand.
Do you recall that windy little beach we walked along? That afternoon in fall, that afternoon we met a fellow with a concertina, sang, what was the song? It's strange what we recall, and odd what we forget. I heard la da da da. I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand, and I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of.
One of the fascinating things about La Cage aux Folles is it was revived twice on Broadway after it closed in 1987, and both revivals won Best Revival of a Musical. So I think you could say La Cage aux Folles is the only musical that won a Best Tony Award 3 times. Of course, the original won 6 Tony Awards, including a Best Musical. Well, when it was revived the second time, Albin was played by one of my favorite performers of all time, Gary Beach, and there was no cast album of that recording, but there's a little bit of a, I don't know, pirated moment from a concert he did later in his career, and the plot at the end of Act One is such that Albin is so upset that he's asked to change who he is in order to make his adopted son's daughter's girlfriend's parents, who are very conservative, feel comfortable, that he just absolutely feels embarrassed and ashamed and defamed and defiant. So here is Gary Beach to talk about the end of Act One of La Cage aux Folles.
1983. August. New York City. The stage of the Palace Theater. The leading man, Mr. George Hearn, walked down stage center. Oh, I forgot to say, he was wearing a wig, an evening gown, and heels. He sang a song that by the end of the song, it wasn't just a song anymore. It was an anthem. I had the good fortune, 21 years later, to play that role in the very first revival of La Cage aux Folles on Broadway. Change your life. I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So, come, take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say, hey world, I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity. Each feather and each spangle, why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can shout out loud, I am what I am.
what I am needs no excuses. I deal my own deck, sometimes the ace, sometimes the deuces. There's one life, and there's no return and no deposit. One life, so it's time to open up your closet. Life's not worth a damn till you can say, hey world, I am what I am.
And the curtain comes down to Act One of La Cage aux Folles. In the original production, George Hearn threw off his wig and stormed up the aisle and went out onto, you know, Broadway and 47th Street. I think Gary Beach's performance is tremendous. I don't mean to cast any shade on George Hearn, but that is something else, in my opinion. This is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at La Cage aux Folles, the Jerry Herman, Harvey Fierstein, Arthur Lawrence hit that keeps on going and was the great renaissance for Jerry Herman, who had been hitless for almost 18 years. And La Cage aux Folles came along and just became one of the most, you know, dominant shows of that era. It famously won the Tony over Sunday in the Park with George, but it just got done everywhere and especially internationally. And one of the things that's fascinating is how many middle-aged men went into the show in one role or another. Keith Michelle, who we're hearing today, Van Johnson, Keen Curtis, Peter Marshall, Robert Goulet in the second revival, Chris Sieber in the second revival. I think Chris Sieber is the only person to have played George and Albin. George Hamilton and Harvey Fierstein himself took over the role of Albin. So it is kind of the Hello Dolly for middle aged men, I suppose. Well, in the second act of La Cage aux Folles, George tries again to get Albin to butch up to see if he can pass in a relatively masculine way for this dinner party that they're dreading so much. And here is the 2000 revival. This is Kelsey Grammer and Douglas Hodge and Fred Applegate and Vianne Cox giving Albin a lesson in masculinity.
Now, to prepare, I want you to pick up that toast as if you were John Wayne. I thought I said John Wayne.
It is John Wayne. It's just John Wayne as a little girl.
Let's try this again. Think of this as masculine toast and masculine butter, ready for spreading by a masculine hand. Pick up that knife and make believe it's a machete. It'll take all your strength and steady nerves for hacking your way through the cherry preserves. Think of John Wayne and Jean-Paul Belmondo. Think of the Legionnaires and Charlemagne's men. So like a stevedore, you grab your cup, and if God forbid that your pinky pops up, you can climb back up the mountain once again. You got that?
I think so.
Don't think. No. You're a man.
I'm a man.
You're a man.
I'm a man.
You're a man.
Does anyone hear an echo?
Oh, I'll bet.
Now about that laugh of yours. Grunt like an ape and growl like a tiger. Give us a roaring, snorting, masculine laugh.
Oh.
Try and remember that John Wayne was not soprano. Try making it rough and gruff and low.
Oh.
Try more like John Wayne and less Bridget Bardot.
Think of De Gaulle and think of Rasputin.
Think like a Daniel marching into the den.
While trying to join the burly brutes, if you forget that your nylons are under your boots, you can climb back up the mountain once again. All right now, try to imitate my walk.
I can't do that. I'll throw my back out.
Albin, you are the greatest performer on the Riviera. You've taken on the likes of Shakespeare and Molière, and you came this close to getting that tour of Dolly. Are you trying to tell me that playing dear, simple Uncle Al is beyond your range?
Stand!
biggest pun that nature is full of. Think of Attila's Huns and Robin Hood's men. Why not to weaken or collapse if they discover the pantyhose under your chest? You can climb back up the mountain once again.
How often is someone concerned with the tiniest thread of your life? Concerned with whatever you feel and whatever you touch. Look over there, look over there. Somebody cares that much. How often does somebody sense that you need them without being told? When you have a hurt in your heart, you're too proud to disclose. Look over there, look over there. Somebody always knows. When your world spins too fast and your bubble has burst, someone puts himself last so that you can come first. So count all the loves who will love you from now till the end of your life. And when you have added the loves who have loved you before, look over there, look over there. Somebody loves you. Himself last, so that you can come first. So count all the loves who will love you from now till the end of your life. And when you have added the loves who have loved you before, look over there.
Keith Michel again. What can I tell you? What a voice. That is a song to Jean-Michel, getting him to appreciate how much Albin has sacrificed for their family. Well, the rest of the second act is sort of goofy and there's some terrible numbers in it. I'm sorry. When this conservative family comes over for dinner and they get dressed up and they sneak out of the La Cage aux Folles. It's a lot of sound and fury. La Cage aux Folles is one of those rare shows because it's so specific that aside from I Am What I Am, which became an anthem for the gay community, it rarely gets songs covered from it. Here is Betty Buckley, one of the rare women other than Audra McDonald and Gloria Gaynor, to record a song from La Cage aux Folles.
Do you recall that windy little beach we walked along? That afternoon in fall, that afternoon we met a fellow with a concertina sang. What was that song? It's strange what we recall and odd what we forget. I heard la da 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 as we walked down the sand. I heard la da da da, I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing
something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. I am forever certain of. I hear la da 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 da. And I'm young. Romantic, something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. I'm forever certain of. I hear la da 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 da. And I'm young and dear.
Well, we come more or less stumbling along with our bugle beads and our high heels to the end of La Cage aux Folles. It had an interesting, completely irrelevant number in the second act called The Best of Times. And rather than play any of the remarkable recordings from different cast albums, I am going to turn the finale, at least of our show, over to the composer himself, Jerry Herman. I hope you enjoyed this look at La Cage aux Folles. It's a show that brings so much joy. It was a groundbreaker, and has continued to be ever popular around the world. So this is Larry Maslon always saying that every Sunday afternoon I spend with you listeners is for me the best of times.
The best of times is now. What's left of summer but a faded rose? The best of times is now. As for tomorrow, well, who knows, who knows, who knows? So hold this moment fast and live and love as hard as you know how. The best of times is now, is now, is now, now. Not some forgotten yesterday. Now, tomorrow is too far away. So is now, is now, is now. So there's times is now.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing.